Yo, 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 1-2-1-2, it's your boy RJ.
What's good, everybody? This is Chris Hella Goes.
And yeah, we're back.
We're back.
Welcome to Lace Rhymes, where we're giving you the latest and greatest in hip-hop culture and in sneaker culture, man. Glad to be back with my boys doing this, you know, because as we know, it's a lot of shit going on in this world right now.
Is that what we call a whole lot of shit going on in the
world? Yeah, man, that's how I feel about it, you know. I said what I said. I mean, that's how I look at it. It's a whole bunch of shit going on, man.
True that.
You know, man, but I mean, before we even get into this, so I just want to say thank you for everybody that's been supporting. Thank you for everybody been going to our IG, watching our IG live stories, and even going back to listening to our past episodes too. I appreciate that.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, we appreciate that. But yeah, man, me and Chris, we're gonna rock out for y'all today, man. We honoring our boy Ryan, man. He just, you know, in the cut, still doing what he do, man. So yeah, man, we gonna rock out for y'all, man.
It's for you, Ryan.
Yes sir, man. But get into it, man, I just want to just let everybody know, you know, we know what's going on in the world right now, even though with the shits and giggles aside, man, I just want everybody to stay safe. First and foremost, stay safe. Take care of your health, and not only just by staying in the house, take them vitamins too. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, that's just as much as important as your health than just sitting in the house. And also, too, man, like, if you can, if you don't feel like going outside, to be active, do some push-ups, do some home workouts, or just pretty much just, you know, like, do things to keep yourself active.
We still doing push-up challenges on IG?
Oh, hell no, nah, man. We know that shit lasted for about a week, and after that,
a week and a half.
Yeah, after that, it was over.
I was with the shits in the beginning. Can't front. Quarantine life be hitting different, man. But, you know, we strive, we persevere.
Yeah.
I see you getting in on the jogs around the block.
Yeah, man, and it actually feel good. Actually feel good doing that, you know, than being at the gym, because, you know, like, when you're outside running, it's like that different type of energy that's hitting you than being at a gymnasium on the treadmill, though. But also too, man, just shout out to everybody, man, that's just been out here really being active and working out, man. You know, kudos to y'all, man. Like, for real. But other than that, though, I mean, a lot of stuff has been going on. We've been getting entertained during this quarantine, man.
Yeah, man. It's some battles been going on.
Yeah, the versus battles,
those
man.
Those are really dope.
Yeah, me too.
That's definitely the bright side of this whole epidemic, where hip-hop is a celebration now of, like, you know, heritage, history. You know, I didn't think I'd ever get to see, like, Primo versus RZA.
Right, man. And I mean,
because, you know, that's just like on some, like, bring it to the table, talk about, like, who would win this, and, you know, and,
right,
you know, for shits and giggles, and then boom, now it's happened.
Oh yeah, man. And it's just dope to see that, because to me, like, you know, we always about bridging the gap here at Lace Rhymes, and what I've been loving about these versus battles, now you get to see, like, people like us, like a Timbaland and a Swiss Beats, like, they'll go through their catalogs and some of the stuff that we'll be like, man, I remember when that came out. And then not only that, it's educating the young kids, like, oh man, like, he did this beat, or I didn't know he did this. So it's all, like, it's making the younger people that goes back and check out that catalog. So that fan base is going to build up even more just on these versus battles alone.
Yeah, those were monumental, I believe. Badu versus Jill Scott.
Yeah, that's tonight.
No, that's on the 7th.
Oh yeah, the 7th. The 7th, yeah. I believe. Yeah. The 7th. So yeah.
Or something like that. I know it's not now. Like, it's in the,
yeah,
give it some time. But that sounds fun. Who do you think won? RZA or Primo?
Oh man.
Or is that just like,
it's
hip hop wins.
Yeah, that's how I'm looking at it, because it's tough to say. Very tough to say. Because their track record, you know, runs deep. Both of their catalog run deep. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, This would definitely win a W though. But I mean, if I'm gonna choose, I'm taking RZA. I mean, that Wu-Tang catalog just stands out to me. As much as I like Gang Premier, Gangstar, and even the shit Primo did with Biggie, you know. So I mean, but it's just something about that Wu-Tang catalog, man.
Yo, RZA doing Run was crazy.
Yeah, it was. And then just the fact his son was in the background rapping the whole Wu-Tang Clan Ain't Nothing to Fuck With. That was a monumental moment. That's like one of the moments like, yeah, I can't wait to do that shit with my kids.
These versus joints are just crazy monumental, period.
Yes, sir. And yeah, I was just looking at the date. So yeah, people, the versus battle with Erica versus Jill Scott is May 9th. So that's 9th. May,
close enough.
Next Saturday. So
was it the 5th or some shit?
Yeah, 9th is a Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yep. So and another battle that we know that's in the works and people already taking their biased stance. So word got out that P. Diddy versus Dr. Dre is in the works. And for me, I'm just going to throw it out there. I mean, I love all hip hop, but anybody that really knows me, they know where my loyalty stands with the West Coast. So I'm just going to be West Coast biased. As much as I like Diddy, Diddy is dope. Diddy makes some hits, but Dre is that nigga for me, man.
It's hard. I guess it depends on like what judging criteria are we really like. Is it like we doing for hip hop? We're doing for hits. Then we doing for like, and then like, what they're gonna pick?
Yeah, you know? Because I know like even just on the R&B tip, we know Diddy is gonna go to that 112, that Faith Evans, that Total Bag, this and all like that though. And I know he's gonna go to some of Lil Kim catalog, Biggie's catalog though. But even with those catalogs, Dre got stuff to rebuttal with. Like somebody, was. I was talking to one of my friends and he was like, well, Diddy got Juicy. Okay. Diddy plays Juicy. Dre plays Nothing But a G Thing.
Are you calling the tracks?
Yeah. You know what? I might do it.
Make a prediction card. Yeah, call okay, the tracks.
Yeah. You guys listening. So these are my predictions. I'm not going like,
and he's freestyling the shit right now.
Yeah. Like okay. Seriously, I don't know if I can make it to 20, but this is how I feel like the battle is going to go blow for blow. Okay. If they start out with the hits, very out the gate, I know Diddy is going to run with Juicy. Dre is going to run with Nothing But the G Thing. Then you turn around. He might run it with
Flavor in Your Ear.
Flavor in Your Ear. We got that. And then Dre could turn around and rebuttal with Snoop Dogg, What's My Name?
I don't know. It's open. Oh, man, there's a
and
lot
then,
of...
And then I got another one. Diddy runs with Biggie Smalls, More Money, More Problems. Dre can run with California Love with Tupac. and these are just three we just named. So I'm all like,
he's gonna go into that Mace bag too.
Yeah. Oh, that one too. And then as soon as when he go into his Mace bag, he can either go into the Eminem or the 50 Cent bag. Jesus. And even Game's first album. And then if he want to fast forward, he could do the stuff with Kendrick Lamar. But to me, though, but the one thing that I definitely want to see that I want the younger generation to take in on, I want them to hear young Dre. And what I mean by young Dre is like when he did Eazy-E's first album, the NWA, the DOC.
Not like World Class Wrecking Crew.
We could go to that, too. That electro shit. I mean, hey, it is what it is. But other than that, super whole. Like for real, like a shut up whole vibe though. But nonetheless, you know, they're both iconic. You know what I'm saying? They're both legends, like in the game. You know what I'm saying though. But I'm really looking forward to this one. That you know, if this goes down, which I think it will though. But I mean, this probably might be one of the best ones by far, other than, we know, Timbaland versus Swiss Beats, and I liked it, Little John and T-Pain a lot.
You calling this like a landslide victory on the Diddy and Dre?
Okay, if I had to predict, you know what, fuck it, my bias is going to come out. I got Dre winning 15-5.
Damn, 15-5?
Yeah, 15-5, easily. 15-5. Because, I mean, Diddy got joints, though, but when he moved into, like, the 2000, like early 2000s, I'm like, dude, you can't compete with, you know, Eminem, Real Slim Shady, The Way I Am, Stan.
I'm giving Dre, like, 12-8.
12-8? Dre, 12-8? Yeah. Okay. That's not bad.
Because I don't think Diddy's going to lose that easy, but it's like, you know.
Yeah, he won't, but like those three records that I just named and then another one, I just feel like it could take out Diddy's two of his records alone. You play 50 Cent in the club, what does he have to rebuttal off of that? And In the Club was a big record. That's a big fucking record.
See, I want to like, we ain't going nowhere.
What is that? Oh, Bad Boys for Life. See, that song was dope too, but I don't know.
Like, I know because In the Club is like, it's gonna beat it, but I'm like, what's close like in within that spectrum of sound from Diddy? But you know, that's just like what I would hit,
right?
If I like my rebuttal answer, if not that, like some Biggie or some Mace,
right?
Get you some bail,
right, man? But man, I'm really looking forward to that. Like, very, very looking forward to that, man. You know. But overall, man, I love what they're doing, and it's great. It's
definitely bringing the culture together, for
sure.
Yes, sir.
All right, man, moving along. TDE owner, Top Dog, it was his birthday about last week, so what Top Dog decided to do is to bless us fans of the TDE Empire and just fans of music. He said for the next 2 weeks, and we're going into this at the end of the tailwind of this week, and probably another one, he said all of his TDE artists is giving us a song. So pretty much it's been a TDE appreciation week, you know?
And that's what's up.
Yeah, man, it's been dope. I mean, Isaiah Rashad dropped a song that was fire. Ab Soul dropped a freestyle that was just dummy fire.
Dummy fire.
Yeah, man, like straight up. I mean, you had Sir dropping, Zakari dropping. Even one of the masterminds behind the boards, Punch dropping. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, TDE has been blessing us, you know? So, and I mean, it's good, though. I mean, like, I know some other hip-hop heads and fans, they get upset at them because, oh, what are they doing? They're not dropping no music. Especially Kendrick is getting that a lot, though. But, hey, leave my mans alone, okay? Leave my mans alone. The music's gonna come though, but I get it. Like, I definitely get it though. So, but I mean, that was a great way for him to bless us, you know, with some music, you know, in these quarantine times. You know what I'm saying?
What was the last album? Was it like 2 years ago?
Who, for
Kendrick?
Yeah, damn.
Because he drops like an album every 2 years. Yeah, so man. It seems so. Yeah. It's like it's pretty consistent.
Yeah, and for me too, like, I'm a fan of that because, I mean, growing up, that's how music was. Like, people would take like a year and a half off, maybe two, to really get into their music bag and creating, versus like how it is now. Like, I get it, everybody want to drop every year though, but three projects a year.
Yeah, man. And I get it, you know.
And I get it too, but I'm all like, if you know you have a core fan base, that core fan base ain't gonna leave.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you got to look at it like that too. Like, when you have that core fan base, they're not gonna never leave you though. But you got people out here antsy, though, so, man, just give them what they want.
artists be shelling out content for everybody. You know, we're talking about, like, Griselda. We'll get into that.
Yeah, yeah.
They dropped, you know, a grip of projects within a year.
Yes, sir. They sure did. They sure did. Because, yeah, we covered them all last year. Yeah. Yep, they definitely did, though. But, yeah, man, you know what, too? To also, before we get into this, go into what we go into, RIP to Fred the Godson too, man. You know,
he was, RIP.
Yeah, man. You know, you heard about the untimely passing, but prior before his passing, they said he was doing a lot of better though, but his kidneys had ended up failing, and he ended up going to the other side, man. So, you know, Lace Rhymes, we send our condolences to Fred the Godson and his family and just his people around him. So surround his people with love and positivity around right about now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. RIP.
Yeah, man. All right, man. Before we move into these album reviews, though, We heard a little debate that has sparked up with this whole A$AP Rocky and Nelly shit. They're talking about who made Air Force Ones famous, you know? So, I mean,
getting that.
Yeah. Even though it's a given, I look at it at two different generational gaps. Yeah, A$AP Rocky did his part, though. But if we're going to credit the whole thing, I would say Nelly, because to me, even when they started slumping down, Air Force Ones didn't go nowhere. They never left, like, in my opinion.
Air Force Ones were a thing before Nelly, though.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, we knew, and that's what Nelly was saying. Nelly was saying popular. They were already popular. He said that he's not taking nothing away from him. But when he said famous, when he said famous, he said, we put that shoe out there, because I remember when I was in high school, my freshman year, Forces was only $60. People weren't buying really Forces like that till the middle of 2001. And so once they started doing different colors, you know, they were still at that price. But as soon as when Nelly dropped that song, that shoe went from $60 to damn near $100.
Hey, man, the St. Lunatics.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, the St. Lunatics.
Hey, yes, sir. You know, but yeah, man. I mean, we all know, like, you know, he wasn't trying to take no credit, though. But, I mean, he said it is what it is. And then after that, you know, Nike went on Twitter. You know, they jumped in on it saying that, you know, Nelly is responsible for making the Air Force Ones famous. And we sponsored, you know, his tour that he went on. And then as to me as a kid, I remember after when he did that, that's when Reebok tried to get their hands on it and did the whole G-Units and the Sean Carters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Reebok,
man.
Reebok was grabbing people, man. You know, 50 Cent, Hove, Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell.
Those are some big moves.
Yeah, yeah. But sad to say, the 50 Cent and the Sean Carters didn't work out at all. They got so bad, they ended up being 2 for $60 at the Foot Locker.
Yeah, hey, man. That's history right there.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I feel like everything is always going to go in cycles. Nelly did it with the AF1s, and not for nothing, Ron DMC did it with Adidas. But Ron DMC, they scored big, because after when they did that with Adidas gave them $1 million endorsement deal. So, hey, shout out to Ron DMC, though, because they really did this rap endorsement deal before anybody.
Yeah, man, Run DMC really held it down and paved the way for a lot of artists to collaborate with brands, man. It's crazy, you know, and they weren't, they kind of set the, like, LL Cool J with the Troop.
Troop, yeah.
Off the top, nothing like.
Yeah, you know, that with the Troop. Who else? I know
Will Smith had it. I think he had like a small collab with like Feel or something. Back in the day.
Definitely though. But I mean, you know, like, they paved the way for people like, you know, Travis Scott, Drake, and then over there at Puma, you got Meek Mill, Big Sean,
Nip,
you know,
R.I.P.
R.I.P. You know, so, I mean, that's another way to get money, and I ain't mad at it. Definitely not mad at it. All right, man. Let's get into it.
Where we at?
All right, man. So, this is where we at. There was a lot of music that we know that had dropped, and I know a lot of people wasn't feeling as much so. Us at Lace Rhymes, we decided to do something different. We were just picking out certain albums within that had dropped within the quarantine, and, you know, just saying that the ones that kind of stood out to us, you know. So, I mean, a little bit different, because we know music drops every Friday, though, but we know with this quarantine, a lot of things been different and a lot of things been held up, though. So, you know.
Some good picks.
Yeah, though, but, yeah, the ones that we got are some good picks, definitely. So, man, starting off. Starting off, West Coast Finest, Buddy, with the collab mixtape with Kit Jams from Overdose, Jank Tape, Volume 1.
That shit was fun.
Yes. Yes, it was. Definitely, yeah. Definitely fun. Great lyrics. And great production too.
I agree.
Like definitely great production, man. And you know, for it to be 10 tracks, man, they all go. They really, really all go. You know what I'm saying? And not for nothing, man. Buddy been out here working. You know, Buddy, we seen Buddy a lot last year on the Revenge Dreamers album with J. Cole and all of them. You know what I'm saying?
I've said this before, but Buddy and Guap Dad was on Roast Me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Which RIP to Jay Wheels from Roast Me. He passed away.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He was funny, though, too.
Bro, he held it down.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, back to this Buddy and this Jank tape.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, just not only that, though, him just, you know, just been working. And this has just been dope, though. 10 tracks, you know, they all went in, though. But, I mean, the ones that's kind of stood out for me was definitely this one, In Search. Like, it got a nice little groove. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And the Mike Jack Supreme Money.
Kind of give me that Pharrell type Star Trek vibes on this. To me.
A little bit.
Yeah, not too much, but just a little bit, you know.
This my city, bitch.
And it's just like, you know, like this song is like car ride music too as well. Car ride music, and then once everything opened back up, barbecue groove music.
Used to call me up from an A18 line. Then shawty got big on me. Nigga can't even hit it FaceTime these days. Shawty going up. That's what I heard. Yeah. Shawty gon' bub a half of the rent. That's what I heard.
And this one stood out to me. When this dropped, I literally had this on repeat. You didn't like Terrified?
No, I'm just saying, like, this shit is fire.
Oh, my fault.
I'm not shaking my head in, you know, negative connotation.
No, yeah.
Like I said, I enjoyed this album.
Oh, no, yeah, me too, definitely.
I need to do, like, another playthrough. So I had, like, one solid playthrough, and I was like this. We on to the next one.
Right. No, yeah, but this is dope, though. And then just with this joint right here was just amazing. Then a fun fact on that track right there, the producer behind it, his name is Iman Omari, and he's the cousin of D Smoke and Sir.
Yeah,
that family is talented.
Family tree in the industry would be crazy.
Right, man. Hell yeah, man. But I mean, Jank Tape, Volume 1, I mean, the other tracks that was on there, Pass Me By, Burberry Party, Inconsistent was a good one, To The Grave, Bad Boys, Heat Wave. But I mean, it's 10 tracks on here, and you definitely won't be disappointed at all. Like, literally at all. And not for nothing, and I'm going to keep on saying it, like, West Coast been coming with the content. Like, major content. All right, man, moving along. We're finally getting into the Griselda zone. West Side Gun, Pray For Paris. You know, so, I mean, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Like, enjoyed it from beginning to end. And not only that, though, you could tell that, too. Like, they still keeping their sound, but they experimenting with new sounds, too, and with new producers, too, as well. So, that's what I'm liking about that, too, especially with Gun. Like, there.
I didn't see a lot of experimenting in this album.
You don't think so?
Not really.
I did.
What?
The tracks that Tyler the Creator did, like, that was like, it was a still like a different sound. It was like a New York, that first one that he did with Joey Badass, that was still like a New York sound. But that second one, what's the name of that joint, Party With Pop Smoke, like, that got a whole different vibe and a whole different, you know, sound to it. You know what I'm saying? But also too, man, the reason why I'm starting to like these dudes so much. Like, you can really tell, like, these niggas is a fan of wrestling. That's me. Sure. Every time when I hear, like, a Griselda track or, like, any of, like, just them, like, man, alone.
Man, take a shot every time they mention Eric Bischoff in this damn album.
Right. Exactly, man. And just, you know, and then just them just, like, you know, stand up on it. You know, like, that track, I'm gonna get into that later. Sean versus Flair, that was a good one. But the one that I had on repeat the most on this album, he giving props to Drew McIntyre, Claiborne Kick. That's my shit. Claiborne kick is my shit.
That's a pretty baller move in wrestling. Like, if to have that, you know, like under your arson, like, oh shit, you got a what?
Right. Yeah, man. So, you know, so.
I like the joint he did with Wale and Joyce Rice. Yo,
she is
a fire singer.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely get into that, man. Yeah, but I mean, it's.
Oh, and Boldy James.
Yeah, man. 13.
Boldy James has been. We got to do. I know he dropped one earlier this year, but we got to do another album for Boldy James, man.
Yeah. This, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, after the first two tracks, like, it was already good, but when you get to this, it sets the whole tone for the album. Gangster, went with cocaine, just shot a nigga on the anklet, selling dope, save this Persian rug 5 times a day. Then right after that, 3, 2, 7. Woo. That's why I said Tyler Creator, he did his thing on this production. I liked it a lot. Like, you know, I swear Paris will be prayed for. Cause he kept it like he kept it so East Coast, like you know, it gives me like all East Coast vibes, like, you know, like I'm in Jersey or something.
I haven't heard from like rap in a while,
right?
Cause like Igor, he wasn't doing like a lot of crazy rapping on there,
right? Yeah, man, like me too. But it was cool to hear him on here.
Yeah, it was refreshing to say the least.
Yeah, and then this joint. Woo. Bonjour. Man, this was a great album, you know.
Yeah. You don't even speak English, I can tell that you mean that. You mean that. You can put your legs up.
Just skip my Claiborne kick, but this is our
first time. Yeah.
This is amazing too.
Primo
killed this. Like, he was coming through with this production. Once the pen hits
the pad, it's danger. It's danger. RIP 5.
Yes, sir. Another war story forever. For thirsty young hustler. Once the pen hits the pad, it's danger. Hey, yo, you ever ate burgers on Wednesday? Hey, man, them dudes is dope. I don't care what anybody say, Griselda is dope.
Work ethic crazy.
Mad crazy. And it's just all like, just seeing their progression, man. And it's just all like, their fan base is getting bigger and bigger.
Oh,
every
for sure.
Rip. And the fact too that, yeah, we know from New York, but they put Buffalo on. That's dope.
They ain't bringing New York back. They're putting Buffalo on the front.
Right. Yes, sir.
And I've said it before on our podcast.
Yes, sir. But yeah, man, if you guys haven't gotten to that album, I highly recommend, like, please do. Like, very, very please do. All right, man. Moving along. We're getting to 330 Finest. Styly, man, it's been a minute since we heard from him, man. So, but it was very good for him, like, to drop a project like out of nowhere called
the Pariah.
Yeah, the Pariah. You know what I'm saying? You know, if a lot of people don't know, I'm refreshing our memories. Styly came out, I want to say, about like 09, 010. First mixtape was Lincoln Way Nights, classic in my opinion, very, very dope. And it's just see Lyrical Reign Supreme, and then he ended up getting signed to Rick Ross MMG. He dropped, like, you know, a few projects here and there, and, you know, didn't work out. So he left MMG, and now doing his own thing.
I think Stolly was here at the Vegas DXC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
If I remember correctly.
That's dope.
Which is, like, a huge, like, moment for a lot of people's Dunk Exchanges experience.
Yes, sir, man.
But yeah, this album was how much was like 9 or something? It was like a
nine tracks. So
I like this album, but there was I'd say 8 out of 9. Like one, there was one track I heard, I was just like, oh, this isn't it. But 8 out of 9, fire.
Oh, 8 out of 9, fire.
8 out of 9 songs.
You know what? I'm with you on that too. Like, you know, like 8 out of 9, that's fire though. But I mean, for me, like, what stood out. was this joint right here. F.A., you know, where he sampled, you know, that Roy Ayers.
Roy Ayers. Searching.
Searching. That was dope, you know. What a privilege. And I rocked it with this a lot, too. F what they say, you know, just him just really spitting, you know. And another one to me, too, was Slow Down, BB. I like this. Slow down, baby, yeah.
Production is really, like, good, because it's, like, it's modern.
Uh-huh.
It's good production.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was like, all right, for sure.
Nah, yeah, man. It's dope, though. And I know people ain't heard from him for in a minute, though.
Because, like, well, he dropped the album last year.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, you know, it's good to see him moving on the independent level. And that's what I be trying to tell people, too. Like, even though they be like, oh, this rapper ain't popping no more, this and that. Just because they ain't popping doesn't mean they still ain't out here doing shows and getting money. They still eating.
True that.
Shit. Straight up. So, I mean, The Pariah. It's by Styli, man. Check that out. All right. Moving along. The Baby. Blame It on the Baby. No, man. I might get some backlash for this, though. But I didn't like this project, man.
Yeah, I had to hit him with the myself. Well, like, I don't know. I wasn't, like, crazy about it. I heard it once and then didn't have the urge to hit the replay on that.
Because, I mean, like, he's dope. Don't get me wrong. Like, we know he's very talented. We know that he's very, very knowledgeable of hip-hop. And he could really do lyrics, though. But I think my issue is with this. I mean, even though just coming off that steam from the last project he did, like, last year, which is still fire, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying, though? But with this, it just sounds very, very repetitive to me. Like, beat selection, and kind of like, you know, kind of like the same tempos of the songs. Like, it sounds very...
Even when
very,
he was trying to get sad and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, it was just very, 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 very repetitive to me. Because, I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not trashing it. It just, I wasn't feeling his project as much from the last project that he did, you know? So, I mean, but other than that, though, I mean, he got 13 tracks on it, 13 tracks on the joints, you know? I mean, out of 13, I'm not going to front, like, a few of them, like, bopped to me was a... Rockstar, of course, with Roddy Ricch, Find My Way, and Pick Up with Quavo, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I was like, and the other ones was just, eh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you feel?
Nah, because I was looking at it, I was like, all right, yeah, I had one playthrough, and I can't even put names to some joints, and I was like, nah.
Damn, Chris, only one?
No, I'm saying, like, in general, like, I feel the feelings mutual, man. It's the Baby is dope, very talented, but it just seems repetitive and a bit lackluster. So I kind of like didn't gravitate towards the album.
Gotcha.
And I feel the same way about another album we'll get into later.
Shit, we can do it now. It might be the same. What, K Camp?
Yeah,
it's five. You didn't like the K-Camp?
No, man, I wasn't feeling the K-Camp.
Oh, man. I actually like K-Camp, because
to me, it does sound a bit repetitive on, like, especially content on some super, like, cruise with your shorty kick back type vibe, you know?
Okay.
It was crazy because, that Renegade joint is, like, their most lit joint, and it's a bonus. It's not even on the
Right. Right, and that's the crazy part. That should have been, that should have been on the album, not as a bonus track, but a track on the album.
Yeah, it made the most noise for that album.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, definitely, though. But, 15 tracks, I mean, like this one that I definitely enjoyed was Fallen Line. I liked it. You know, it had a little groove to it, man. You know what I'm saying? But I kind of get what you're saying too. Like, a lot of the stuff was repetitive. But I like this song. It got a groove, man.
It happens all the time.
And this one too. I like that ice cold too. You know,
the ice cold, still phone a nigga. Lock me a parking floor like the real. I shoot shots like Reggie Miller. Girl, you look so familiar. She a bad one. She love Christian. She love diamonds. Pay attention.
It just got a
girl,
good groove to it.
Girl, I need you. Thought I had you.
Yeah, man. But I can understand what you're saying, like, as for, like, you know, the repetitive.
It's a whole vibe, and I can dig that to maybe not right now, like, in the mood I was in, but, you know, it's definitely some suave shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely some suave shit at that, man. Like, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But the next one that I want us to get into, one no album. He didn't drop it as an album.
Wasn't an album. Oh. I was looking for it for a while. And then I was like, all right. I had to peep it on Dat Piff.
Oh, Dat Piff? See, yeah. I peeped it on Sound. YouTube? No, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud? Okay.
Yeah, so Smino hit us with a mixtape called I Decided, and I'm not going to lie. That motherfucker
was
amazing.
That shit was fire.
Dumb fire. Like, for real. I mean, like. Like, he got about a good, solid...
13 tracks, I think?
16 joints, 16? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
okay.
16 joints on there, man. But, I mean, they're all...
I enjoyed that project.
Yeah,
show.
Man. They're all dope. Like, all dope. Like, this one stood out to me. I think I had this on repeat for about like, 10 times.
Oh, shit.
Baby. It's Mike Jones, bruh. This slap.
I want your mind. She ain't got it like that, but your girl keep calling me back. Ain't even gonna be like that. I beat the push like my favorite her head.
And I'm so glad like I got to see like him at Day in Vegas.
Now she wanna run the shit right back. Like,
baby boy, that shit.
Tougher than a $2 steak. In my estate, got a form, I'm Jake. Insurance great from.
And this is dope too.
Damn.
Chips and juice? Bruh, like, I could just go through, like, different track cities and just, I'm like, yo, they're hitting. Like, they're hitting. You know what I'm saying?
And that Popeyes? The 808s?
Bro. Like, got a list?
Your bitch, don't wanna talk, she got a-
right, just like this. Woo. Hey, he killed this. Shout out to 3-6 Mafia.
My salad, valid bitch. I'm body, bitch. Poppin' smoking Cali, bitch. That booty fake me, Satan.
Yeah,
bro.
Man.
Bro, this whole project was just literally on fire.
Facts.
Fire, man. But I mean, we know, like, Smino is a part of that tree that, like, you know, he a creator, man. Like, he is straight up a creator. You know what I'm saying? And it was just so dope, like, you know, like, just now just really following him, because I know he's been out for a minute though, but I remember when we did our first review on Smino, we was like, yo.
Is that Black Swan?
Yeah, man. And like, we was like, yo, this dude is dope. And then the following year, we hear him a lot heavily on the Revenge on the Dreamers project. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, Smino is getting the buzz out here, man. And like, people that was already, you know, fans, but I feel like he's gaining a lot more fans too. A lot more fans. You know, that's just out there though. But I mean, this Smino, I Decided. If you haven't peeped it, I recommend you to peep it. But I mean, it's not gonna be on Tidal. It's not gonna be on Apple. You can find that joint on SoundCloud.
Dat Piff. YouTube.
Yep. I think live mixtapes too. Yeah, live mixtapes. It's not on Spinrilla, but it's on Dat Piff and live mixtapes. So yeah, go ahead and go ahead and peep that out. Now, man, before we get into our classic corner, we got some honorable mentions too. Like what we said, we were picking, like, you know, some that was like good and even some that stood out. Larry June, Ahead of the Game, that was a dope project. And I feel like, you know, Larry June is like, he's going into that lane, like with Currency, where, you know, he has a dope following, a core fan base, and like it's gaining like even more and more. So, I mean, Larry June, Ahead of the Game, you won't be disappointed. And another album, though, that, you know, that gained a lot of buzz, so too. And I thought it was good, minus the repetitive of the beats, were Lil Baby, My Turn. You know, like before the whole quarantine had went out, though, a lot of people was talking about this album. So, yes, it was only right to honorable mention that. And another one was Mass Appeal, Finest Stroll, Back on Saratoga. That was a good little EP joint that he put out, because I know we reviewed him about a year and a half ago on his first EP that he had dropped, and that was amazing, though. But Back on Saratoga is dope, though. And then, you know, another Cali native, RJ, Mr. LA, Rich Off Mackin 2, you know what I'm saying? It was a dope album, you know. Very, very, very good production on that too. It was good quality. Very, very good quality, though. So, I mean, those were a lot of our honorable mentions. So when you can, or if you can, please get to that album. But now it's time to go into our classic corner.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
All right. Chris, this is your pick. Take us away, man.
Yes, sir. Here, 1994, the RZA. So this is a year after 36 Chambers had dropped.
Wow.
You had Prince Paul on there.
Damn.
Prince Paul. There's four cats in the Grave Diggers, which is just, yo, it's crazy. 6 feet deep.
This album was good. I liked it. This was a good pick, man. Like, good pick. And then, like, what you were saying, like, them getting off that steam, you know, RZA still on fire. And you said a year after 36 Chambers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so they're just, like, RZA getting that bass and just really getting into his bag and, you know, just, you know, experimenting. And with this, the Grave Diggers, this was a dope project. And, you know, and like, even like what you said, got Prince Paul. Like,
Prince Paul, this is another RZA,
yeah.
The Gatekeeper and the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, man. And this was another side of Prince Paul I ain't never seen before. Like, he always been dope, though. But, you know, like, going back into the classic stuff, though. But when he started doing this type of rapping, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like that. All right. I see you.
Yeah, I didn't think, and at that time, I don't think there was many artists putting out that, I don't want to call it horrorcore, but, you know, that dark, eerie rap other than, like, 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, I give you that, though, and we started seeing a lot of that more, too, from New York, which is dope, though, because we know.
Ghetto Boys, my fault.
Oh, yeah, because we know, like, 93, 94, we know. The West Coast was influencing the U.S. heavily, especially like their style of rap. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you had the early people, like what we said, like, you know, N.W.A., the Ghetto Boys, Scarface, Ice-T, they were already rapping like that, though. But like, and then we fast forward, we getting people like Kool G Rap, Wu-Tang Clan, the Grave Diggers, you know, just really stepping into that, you know, calling out gangster rap, though. But back in the day, they called it reality rap, you know what I'm saying? You know, so
let's talk about this album.
Yes, sir, man. So, I mean, all right, man, to you, what tracks that stood out to you the most from this album? And right after you give me yours, I'm gonna give you mine.
other than like the obvious, like 1-800-SUICIDE.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was like, constant elevation. Like, that's all. That whole acronym is crazy. It's just it's peace, bro.
Yeah, man.
Positive energy activates constant elevation. I'm like, damn, that was like, that's a whole thing, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. And what else? Oh, all right, man. Well, fucking, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. You had that one, so we had both of that. 1-800-SUICIDE. I liked the Diary of a Madman. That was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, Diary of a Madman was dope. Of course, Here Comes the Gravediggers. You know, that's an anthem track for the album. For sure. Definitely. Mm. 6 Feet Deep was tight. You know what I'm saying? And Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide was dope, though, too. You know, so. I mean, for that, for those, and especially, like, my stood out tracks, like, those definitely, like, stood out for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it's just, you know, just like what you said, everybody like low key had their hand on it. Not only RZA, and I'm looking at it too, Prince Paul was an associate producer on this too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Mm. And he did the scratching on here too. But yeah, man. So yeah.
Bang Your Head has like this like almost like this this aura where like I could just see people like in mosh pits to this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially now, if you play that shit now, the energy, then I don't know, like that shit is crazy.
I definitely agree with you on that, you know, like, and it does give those vibes, you know what I'm saying?
The mysterious Halloween looking ass vibes.
Right. Scary ass shit.
Scary ass shit.
Shit, man. You know. Yeah, man. But this album was great though, man. You know, like for them to drop that, you know, at a time where, you know, like what we said, West Coast music was flooding heavily, you know, and they held their own. Definitely held their own for this project, man.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely though. So man. Grave Diggers, 6 Feet Deep. Also, too, shout out to you, Chris, man.
Yes, sir.
Good pick, brother. Very good pick, my man.
Thanks, man. That was probably one of the few albums in high school, like, I rotated a lot.
Oh, dope. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, not only production-wise and content, was great. That holds weight. You know what I'm saying?
Still
holds weight. Yeah, man, well. All right, man, let's get into the sneaker portion, y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Chris, what you got for us, man?
Today, it was announced that Nike would be bringing out the Kobe 6 in the Protro model. There it is. There it is.
Yes.
So that's lovely news. Also, happy birthday to Gigi Bryant.
Yeah, man. Yeah, happy birthday to Gigi. Gigi, 14 years old, man.
And happy birthday to everyone whose birthday has been affected by quarantine.
Yeah, man. Don't worry, man. Y'all going to be able to make up for it, man.
We're going to rock out when all this is over. Holla.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir, though. But, I mean, the Kobe 6 Proto. Oh, Proto. Yeah, man. Pro-tro. I haven't seen that shoe in a minute.
I think it's been Kobe 6 came out 2010, 2011, something like that.
Yeah, man. So
2011, I believe.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So that's lovely, man. I'm definitely looking forward to more Protro colors. Like, yo, Grinches.
Ooh.
If they retro Grinches, it's going to be a game changer.
Yes, that would be, bro.
It's going to be a game changer for a lot of people. And, you know, you got to use your resources wisely to get those joints very sought out after. And I think it's about time because a lot of the Kobe sneakers don't really last the sands of time. But if you ball on them, then you get excellent use out of them, you know?
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. I heard the same thing about Kobe, too. Now, my only issue is for this, we already know, you think the resellers going to hit everybody in the head for these?
Absolutely. And I mean, it is what it is. That's just supply and demand. Nike, I just really hope you shell out enough pairs to where it'll affect the market where people can cop them at reasonable prices. That would be lovely.
Yes.
That would be lovely. You know, as such, in with, you know, with everything that's transpired in 2020 of a shithole. Man, and I say that heavily. But yeah,
it is all
if
good.
Nike could mass produce Protro 6s for Kobe, for the culture, that would be phenomenal.
Yes, indeed.
That would be phenomenal.
Yes, indeed.
I really want some Grinches or what was it? The Barcelona joints. If they did that, that'd be amazing.
Ooh, yes.
I think that's just my wishful thinking.
No, it ain't wishful thinking, man. We just got to put it in the atmosphere, baby.
Baby?
Yeah, buddy.
We also got the rollout of some new Nike Dunks. They came coming out in the Syracuse colorway, the Brazil colorway, and I forgot the third one. Those are going to be rolling out the end of June, I believe, or by the end of June.
Nice, man. And it's just so crazy, man. It was just for me, like, we know. It's just like music. Music going cycles. Certain kids going cycles. And it's just crazy to see the hype that Dunks are getting.
It's really bittersweet. Really bittersweet on my end.
I agree with you.
I've always been a big Dunk fan. But yeah, man. It's crazy. I went through, like, my my search history, and I sold Brazil Dunk. So Brazil's came out in 2001. And they, you know... Excuse me. They're probably one of the better color. I won't say better because they're all dope and they're everyone's own regard. But Brazil Dunks are probably one of my personal favorites from the early 2000s. And I sold my pair for like $50 or some shit last year. Yeah, like February 2019. Hey, man, it's crazy. Back then, they didn't want them. Now they hot they all on them.
Yeah, like, man. And that's only my big thing because I know as long as I've been knowing you, You've been all about Dunks. One of my closest best friends. I'm all like, okay, like it's a pack of us. So one of my best friends, he like all Air Force Ones. Everybody that knows me, I wear everything, but my go to is Air Maxes. I like runners. And my other best friend, he wears everything, but his go tos has always been Dunks. So yeah, so they understand and hear where you guys' perspective on this coming from. I absolutely feel you because, I mean, like what you said, wasn't nobody on them. I mean, that's just all like for me. Like, the two pairs of De La Souls, the first one were hype. And then when they did the
2015.
Literally.
You went to outlets.
Yeah, they went to outlets and they sat forever at the outlets. Every time when I went to the outlets, I'm all like, how can this be? This shoe is fire.
Yeah,
like it's fire.
I got my De La High Lows, whatever, the 2015 Lows. I got those at the outlet on St. Rose for $40.
See, and then it's like now you're seeing a lot of the Dunks that even like the SBs that were sitting or people didn't give a shit about them. The prices just skyrocketed like crazy, and that's wild to me.
It's crazy. As far as like the new Dunks is concerned, they're dropping some pretty decent colors, and I'm a fan. One that I do like is the Ben and Jerry.
Yes, I'm not gonna front. Those are dope.
I do like the Ben and Jerry's. Dope. Those are pretty solid.
Yeah, those are dope.
The creativity behind it is pretty solid, and it's funny. I'm not even like a huge like actual Ben and Jerry's like cat. Not that I've never like gone against Ben and Jerry's, the ice cream joint.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. This is crazy. We got, you know, Nike SB not only collabing with people like Ben and Jerry, but companies like, you know, 7-Eleven.
Yep. And you know what? People might hate me for that, but I'm not no fan of those 7-Elevens. Once I seen it, like, the picture, I was like, okay, and but when they came out with more pictures and the detailing on it, I was like, nah.
I've seen on foot pictures of the 7-Eleven, and you know what? They're pretty. The cut and it has like this OG, they kind of bring it back like the older style of the SB Dunk to some degree.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it, you know what, I'm just not a fan of the color blocking.
Okay, gotcha.
Because, yeah, the color blocking is like, it's all right, but the mold, it actually just looks like an OG Dunk from, like, let's say, like 2003, whatnot. But it keeps the shape and the mold, the cuts, fire. I also like the heel embroidery of the Nike.
Okay.
On the 7-Elevens.
All right.
The quarter panel or the 7-Eleven logo, that's, like, pretty traditional for a Dunk, especially for, like, collab Dunks. So that's, like, pretty standard, I'd say.
Okay. 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 Yeah.
So all overall, right. Like, overall, it's not bad, but it's not great.
Okay. Might change my mind because right now I still feel like the motherfuckers are trash. Trash.
Shout out to 7-Elevens, though, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Keeping it convenient for everybody.
All right, man. Michael Jordan, Last Dance.
Oh, damn, we got to talk about it. Let me talk about one more thing before we get there.
Okay, okay.
One more thing.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, man, so the 420 Dunks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because right.
Shout outs to JT, but it's going to be May, and now it's May. So, yeah, man, the 420 Dunks are, they're dope. They're pretty dope. I can't deny
I'm
that.
I'm not going front. They are fire. Like,
they're pretty dope. Yeah,
and I like the material that's on that shoe, too.
It's pretty reminiscent of the original Skunk, which that in itself is pretty tight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So they did like 420 pairs, supposedly like a friends and family. And I'm hearing rumors speculate that the 420 Dunk is getting a wider release. Ooh. So that's like really dope to hear.
Yeah, no, that is dope to hear because the last time when I checked on StockX, the motherfucker was going for like 5 racks. That's insane.
I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. Man. Sneakers now have become more of a, I mean, it always has, but it's such a pay to play kind of game.
Yeah, it is. So, but you know what me and Chris are all about too? Wear your shit. Wait. You like it? Wear your shit.
All right, man. So here, I got to talk about this real quick.
All right, let's get into it. Yeah.
Well, no, because like, so shout outs to everyone being productive on quarantine, hitting up IG Live and whatnot. And I've been super lucky to have gone on an IG Live and the whole wear your shits mentality. Yes, I'm for it, but not, you can't wear everything, bro.
I feel it.
I got 2 pairs that I'm leaving dead stock just for my sentimental pairs.
Okay.
Forever leaving dead stock. Man.
Okay.
And that's just like, I'll never wear it, but this is a chapter in my life. And I'm just not, I don't know, man. It's crazy, especially because they're already old. So it's like the second I wear it, it's probably going to like fuck up already. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that. Not bad.
Because I'm for the wear your shoe movement, but I'm also like, yo, preserve.
Oh, nah, yeah.
Preserve your shit. And then sneakers are just stocks and bonds. Nah, it's guns and butter, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So.
Nah, yeah, man. But I mean, I respect that too. That's just all like, I mean, God willing, if I had the chance, like.
Because I see it in all perspectives.
Man. Definitely. Because if I had the chance. I would literally grab this shoe and just have it on ice. The 85 ones.
You just have 85 ones on ice?
Yeah, 85 ones on ice, man.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, man. I mean, God willing, if I ever got my hands on those is on ice. And if I transfer to the next life, I'd be like, y'all, I'm putting that in my will. Y'all are putting those in the coffin. They come with me.
To the grave. Probably my 14s I'll probably wear to the grave. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so what we were saying, or what you were saying, is The Last Dance.
All I'm going to say, you know, I get it. We have the.
Have you seen all of them, or have you seen like up to 4?
You know what? I ain't going to lie. I got the janky fire stick, though, but me being the fan that I am, I seen up to 4. So I'm kind of like, I'm like one of those people. I'd rather wait every Sunday. I've seen up to 4.
Man, I fucked up. I had the resources. I'm not going to say what, but I had the link. Let's just say the link is no longer there no more.
Oh,
but,
okay.
I'm up to date on episode 4, and yeah, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, man, and like
Rodman was on the Pistons and then went to the Bulls, like that's crazy.
Yeah, man,
you can't make that shit up.
you can't. We're definitely gonna dig into that though. But for me, like with this coming out, it made me almost always a Jordan fan, even though my diehard team is the Lakers. I mean, I rock with the Lakers even as a kid when we had Vlad, Divac. Everybody know I got my Nick Van Exel jersey, Slick Nick, Eddie Jones, you know, like that roster, even when they traded Vlade Divac to get Shaq, you know, so you know, but growing up in the 90s, you were a fan of Chicago, whether if that was your team or not. Everybody in the whole US of A loved Chicago. There wasn't no denying that. Like literally denying that. So it's all like just being a kid and actually used to sit down with my dad, my uncles, and his friends watching those games with them. It's like it's monumental. And then to see all of that and to see, but now seeing the history behind it, like it makes me a fan even more.
For sure.
Yeah, like definitely. And not only that, though, I'm gonna say it, though, but shout out to my co-host, Chris. Like, he made me fall in love with the Jays again because I know I was anti-Jays for a minute, though. But the more and more I kept seeing them, the more and more we kept talking. And he persuaded me. So it's all like, man, I'm not even a fan of Jays again.
Not even my Jordans like that anymore.
Yeah, man, but that's crazy. But it's like now seeing those, like now, and just seeing that, it makes me want to go back to go get the infrared sixes, the bread fours, the Carmine sixes. You know what I'm saying? These shoes were pivotal. And now even too, I understand why people, when you look at the Jordan shoe alone, I understand why people like 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 so much.
It's all
I understand why those people love that. I mean, we all love Jordans, though, but the most that people, when you ask them what's their favorite Jays, those be the ones that they would name. It would be 3, from 3 to 7. And it's crazy.
Yeah, man. I also think that, you know, the playoff effect, and then, you know, people wearing the power of influence off the court. And even just pop culture, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Jordans, against the grain, outside, off the court, you know, you'd have like heavy metal musicians play, like the cats from Anthrax, they were wearing Jordan 6s. There's Jordan 6s in anime. You know,
man, it's
artists like musicians, shit, man. Travis Scott 6s.
Yeah. Yeah, man, and it's just so like and not only that though, I understand why those Jordans are so monumental too. Even around that time, Spike Lee was in every Jordan commercial from those Jordans.
Oh, he
was,
for sure.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I was like, oh, wow. I was like those.
Mars Blackman.
Yeah.
Mars Blackman.
Yeah, man, but those, that's the reason why, like, it makes me want to go back and re-get those. Now, I already got the Cement 3, so the next ones is on my list. Yes, Cement 3, shout out to my co-host. Found me a good deal on those, you know, before all this quarantine shit. You know what I'm
saying? People are still copping even in quarantine.
Yeah, man. But those Bread 4s, Metallic 5s, you know, Infrared 6s and the Carmine 6s and Olympic 7s, man. I mean, monumental shoes, man.
Yeah, man. So I learned a lot about the last dance over. Like I said, I didn't even know Robin was in the Pistons. Only to face, you know, their adversaries down the road in the future. So
yeah, man, and that's what made Jordan get over that hump by, you know, battling the Bad Boys of Detroit, man. Like really, the Bad Boys of Detroit, and not for nothing, we know like Dennis Rodman is a GOAT, and for him to go over there, like yo, that was a game changer. That
the
was
worm.
Yeah, definitely a game changer, and just loving to seeing like the stories, like how it breaks down, like, you know, just their last season, you know, knowing that it was them being together like for the last time, you know what I'm saying, though. But
Pippen needed to get paid.
Yes. That part, worst deal ever in NBA history. You know what I'm
Pippen
saying?
Pippen needed to get paid.
You know, and then as much as, you know, I'm 50-50 with the general manager, Jerry Krause, even though he helped put that team together, though, but his ego got in the way, talking about players and coaches don't win championships, organizations do. Nah, bruh.
He really be looking like the villain from Space Jam.
Yeah, he do. The villain, yeah, he do.
And we supposed to get Space Jam 2 with LeBron Flames.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, man. Yeah, Space Jam 2. Yeah, man. That's super dope, man. But if you guys haven't peeped it, peep Last Dance. We know episode 5 and 6 is gonna be this Sunday. So before 5 and 6, if you haven't caught up, go ahead and peep episodes 1 through 4. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. ESPN app.
Yep, yes, sir. All right, man. What else we got, Chris?
Once again, shout outs to all the birthdays that were affected because of quarantine. But we celebrate, what is it, y'all? Taurus? I don't even know. Whatever, y'all, April babies.
Aries, and now we're moving into Taurus. Now, oh, yeah, sure. It's Taurus season, right?
So shout outs to one of the goats. His birthday was, I believe, 2 days ago. Tinker Hatfield, man, you've already kind of shed some light on a few of the sneakers he's made. Tinker Hatfield has been a designer with Nike since, I believe, 87, 86, I believe. He made the Air Max 1 looking at a building in France, saw a window and was like, boom, let's put this on some running shoes and where we got game.
Yes, sir, man. I mean,
and then he, after that, he teamed up with Mike to make the Air Jordan 3. And then I believe it's from 3 to like 15 on the Jordan line, and then it skips around after a lot after that. So he's made the Air Trainer 1, the Air Huarache, the Talaria, the Bo Jacksons. I don't know, man. Tinker is he's the architect, and you know he's blessed us with a lot of his creativity throughout the years. What's some of your favorite Tinker Hatfield designs, Steve?
I will have to say, everybody know with some of the runners, you know.
I'm just going to guess Huarache.
That's one of them.
That's one. Okay.
That's one. Air Max 1. I definitely liked it, the Air Max 180s. That was a great, great design.
Yeah.
Yeah, great, great design.
Very sleek.
Yeah, yeah, very sleek and great. Jordan 3s. Yeah, I will put 3s in there too, you know. And I mean, those are like my top ones though. But I just know like the other work that he did, you know, creating the Jordan 11s, you know, because that's a popular Jordan too. Crazy, even though they hurt my feet like crazy, but that is a popular Jordan. You know what I'm saying though? But I mean,
have you ever thought about like thinking like liking a shoe, like the shoes that he designed without knowing that he did it? Because like, there's a lot of designs I didn't know that he made until. Probably after the 2010s, but before the 2010s, I liked a lot of sneakers, and I was like, what's the theme? Why do I like all these sneakers from across the spectrum? And I was like, oh, a lot of the designs are made from Tinker.
Yeah, man. And I mean, like, he's that guy, man. And I mean, like, he helped Nike to get to where they are now. Like, literally, like, when I think of the shoe companies, I mean, like, they all do their thing though, but we all know Nike is head honcho. We all know that. That is a known fact. You know what I'm saying? Nike is head honcho, you know. But you know, just by him and just being creative, and then, you know, just shout out to Nike for just letting that guy create. And by him creating, he blessed us with so many kicks that we know that are standing the test of time.
Facts. I think one of my favorite Tinker Hatfield design, because I don't have like a concrete answer, but one of my favorites is the Air Tech Challenge 2.
Oh yeah, those are dope. Yeah. Those are dope.
Very, and they, dope. To me, it's crazy because they go such hand in hand with like the Air Jordan 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the design wise, they're so dope. They're both so dope. You know what I'm saying? So I'm lucky to have I'm lucky to say I have Air Tech 2s and Jordan 4s in my arsenal right now.
See, I gotta get the 4s.
I want a pair of Huaraches again, but I haven't owned Huaraches since I had the triple blacks. Like, but I had them for like a week, but I didn't get to wear them because, like, you know, Huarache sizes just be crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't make the extra effort to get another pair of Huaraches in my actual size because that sizing be weird. You got to size like a whole or half size up.
Yeah.
So I had like a 9.5, so which is my true. And I was like, I tried them on and I was like, ah.
Tight.
This ain't it.
Yeah, man, because even with that sizing, because I remember that the first models when they came back out again, like around like 2013, 2014, they were going by their old size model. So it's all like I wear a 9. So in order for the shoe to actually fit comfortable, I would have to get a 10 in them.
Yeah.
Like, definitely a 10 in them. But now, like, they finally fixed them because I know a pair of my Triple Black that I got is size 9, and they fit perfect because they had to. That was their issue when they first reissued them back out. They were getting a lot of complaints, like, the sizing was off.
Yeah, Nike sizing, like, they did the Presto run and was like
weird.
It was shirt sizes. You know, like originally it was like shirt sizes.
Yeah.
And then it was like half or full sizes. And then it was like, all right, we got half sizes now.
Yeah. And well, my Huaraches, I'm only missing one OG color is the purple 91 joint. So, but I got the
white and purple.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only OG color that I'm missing though. But I got the Miami color, that orange and that teal. I got the screen greens, you know what I'm saying? And you know, the triple black, that is a classic. That's a classic colorway though.
But it's funny, like they weren't classic before 2012.
Exactly.
Or 13.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were the crazy part too, like they were sitting. I remember I grabbed them when I first, and you was the one who told me that was like, yo, the Huaraches back out. So I was literally, I remember that summer.
Well, what made Huaraches popping in 2013?
That's like, the crazy, I don't know.
But you know what? I'm not mad at it because I've always been a fan of the Air Huarache. One of my first Huaraches was Moabs. The cream with the blue and the orange.
Yeah, yeah.
I had those.
Yes,
I didn't have them for that long. But I really just liked Huaraches anyway, you know, just being with similar tastes and runners and whatnot.
Nah, yeah, definitely, man.
But to this day, I still don't know why Huaraches were popping.
Me either, man. But it just came out of nowhere.
But it's all good. That's a shoe that I feel like should have a small wave. Just like I said, Nike, probably one of Nike's underrated model, considering like no one really wears Huaraches right now.
Yeah.
But again, like that model is very slept on.
No, yeah, definitely is, yeah, man. And even like going back to like even like with the Jordan model, like I like fours, fan of bread fours, because literally that's on my list. I'm going back to grab the bread fours and the cool gray fours, but last year model, because I actually got the stuck my feet in them. Now I understand why people wear fours too. Yeah. Fours are comfortable.
And now they are.
Yeah, now. But back then.
Because the upgrades Jordan's been doing, like on the threes now, are really fire.
Oh, man. Like them threes, they remind me of my Air Max ones. I could literally wear those all day if I wanted to.
Yeah, man. Nike's been doing a great job of stepping up a lot of the reissues that they're doing.
Yes.
It is about time.
All right. Now, I have a question to you because I haven't. See how those feel. Is the bread for us is just as comfortable like the cool grays, or is it?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
So here's the thing, and I say that because there is one thing that Jordan 4s is infamous for, no pun intended. But the back heel tab is low key razor blades on your ankles.
Jeez.
If you're not wearing high socks.
Okay, I can see that.
With the
yeah,
but only on the 4s with the plastic tab. Because the cool gray fours has a new book, like back pull tab.
Uh-huh.
And I wear those with like low cut socks. So I'll be chilling. It's like new buck hitting your ankle. So you chill. But black cement fours or any other Jordan four with a plastic back tab. Yeah, it's razor blades on your ankles.
Damn.
So you definitely need the high socks for them joints. But nonetheless, comfort wise. Structure wise, solid. I have no issues at all whatsoever with the new Jordan 4s.
Gotcha.
So that's a plus. Oh, speaking of Jordan 4s, there is the I know we talked about this maybe like last episode or two episodes ago, but they're doing a metallic 4-pack with the color block of the classic greens. So it's all white with the tabs.
Oh yeah, I seen those.
They're like. White and orange, white and purple, white and red.
Yeah,
that's fire.
Yeah, that's dope. I like that. That's fire. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I like it a lot,
too. And you know what's so crazy, man? And I mean, like, I'm calling it because I think that's what's going to happen. A lot of people are going to overlook those. Those are going to get overlooked.
I don't know. I think because I know people are now a lot of people are with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we'll see. Because with all the shit going on, all the shit going on, we gotta see where we're at with a lot of sneakers because we're getting, you know, a lot of sneakers are pushed back,
mm-hmm.
Shipment delays.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole lot of shit going on.
Yeah, man.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, man. Definitely another sneaker, too. That was, I think, it's a tie
because it's
it's definitely a tie with the Tinker model, man. Because I mean,
with your favorite,
my favorite. Because
so, hold on, you say Tink, you say 180s. Is that
your top? Yeah, yeah. My top is so a tie between the 180 and the Air Max 1, aka. What was the name? 87s. Yeah. Yep, they were the AKA the 80 Air Max 87. And I mean, Air Max 1 is not bad though, but I think that still would have been dope. We would have called it Air Max 87.
You put those over the 90? I think he did the 90.
He did do the 90. I think he did, especially the infrared, and God knows that's one of my favorite shoes too.
Yeah, especially this year being the year of Air Max 90.
Oh, and that, and speaking of that though, you know, I'm gonna touch on that real quick before I get into my favorite. The models on those and the comfortability are amazing. I have the Volts, I have the Grapes, and I have the Royals. And the comfortability on those shoes, the new technology they did on those Air Max 90s are amazing.
That's what's up, man.
Like very amazing. That's just all, like, I know I'm throwing it out there, holiday season, because I know they were going to drop the infrared 90s in the summertime, but they pushed it back to the holidays, so they're going to drop it around holiday season. And I will be grabbing those because of that model. That is a must grab, though. But if I'm choosing, that's where I'm leaning, both into the 180, the 180s, and the Air Max 1, because they're both comfortability. They're both as dope. The Air Max 1 model of the shoe, how it sits up and everything, and the different color schemes and the blockings that they do are amazing. Now, the 180 color scheme and the blocking on that and how that shoe
blocking
is
bittersweet.
Yeah.
Because the traditional 180 is like all white upper.
Yeah.
And the
tongue don't mesh. Move. The ridges on the side of the tongue.
But because it seems like there's only three places of color on that shoe other than like the white upper. Because you'd have like the sock liner above between the air unit and the midsole, and then the tongue. That's it. You take the Ultramarine 180
mm-hmm.
and the Swoosh.
Yeah,
there's only like four places of color on that shoe.
Yeah, you're right. You're right though, but it's still an amazing shoe.
Ultramarines are still amazing because I had a pair of the 2009 Ultramarine 180s and I love them shits to death.
Yeah, man, me.
You had a pair, right? You
2009.
Is that what you used for breaking?
Yeah, that was the one I was using for breaking, and then I ended up grabbing a pair of 2013s that were on sale at Undefeated. I just picked those up because people were sleeping.
Hey,
got
them.
Yeah, got those, and I ended up getting, I don't know exactly what year, but either help me out, Chris, because I know they started coming back out again. I want to say either 2017 or 2018.
For what?
180s.
The 180s, I believe it was.
Yeah, because I got that.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, actually. I got, because I had got one of those models, the Ultramarine model of that shoe. And that model of that shoe is great too. Very, very comfortable too though. But I feel like that's a shoe that's highly underrated in my opinion. I know Air Max 1s are everyone's favorite, but I like that shoe, the 180, so much because it's an underrated shoe to me.
I think I'm sticking with my guns on this Air Tech Challenge too.
Yeah, no, the AirTech Challenge shoes are on fire. Yeah. Very, very fire. And I like the color schemes on those too as well.
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
I'm sticking with these. I wanna get another pair of Hot Lavas down the road. But those are, you know, that's like a very, they're Air Techs are not expensive by to me.
Hey, you know what though? Because of you, I think I'm gonna grab me a pair so I can have them in the collection too. No, for real, no. But actually, too, to wear them because they look dope on the feet. And, yeah. And like with, and that's another shoe I think that is very, very underrated.
I asked my buddy the other day after Jordan. I think that Andre Agassi probably has one of my favorite sneaker lines.
Yeah.
After Jordan, because like there's a, like there's a lot of heavy contenders.
Yeah,
on,
it is.
If we talking like favorite line, like a, like footwear and apparel, like Agassi probably has it.
Yeah.
After Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
You know, because that fool's just got such a crazy lineage. Yeah. But I don't know if that's Vegas bias, but that's that's just me, man. I don't know. Who you got? You know, you got like Hart, like Penny.
Yeah, Penny. We got
Penny. Pippen.
We got Pippen. Charles Barkley.
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson. Yeah, damn, that's a good one too. Yeah, Bo Jackson's. Those are dope. Deion Sanders, but they called him the Diamond Terps.
Yeah.
But we all know that was Deion Sanders' shoe, for yeah. sure. For sure.
Damn, that sucks.
Ooh, Griffies.
Griffies.
Damn.
But Griffey only had like maybe like three pairs. Yeah, that three were like pairs. Pretty
yeah.
solid.
Yeah, pretty, yeah.
I don't know. That could be a conversation for another day.
Yeah. But I'm like you. I think I'm going to have to roll with Agassi too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because I mean, everybody was dope though. I mean, Pippen had a damn good line though too. I ain't even gonna front. Like his shoes were solid,
heavy as fuck.
Yeah. Pippen heavy as heavy. Fuck, but yeah, solid. Yeah. Oh yeah, another honorable mention. The Gary Paytons, the Son of a Gloves, those were dope.
Wow, man.
Yeah,
the glove.
So, yeah,
and,
bro.
Like the first glove.
Yeah, man.
Crazy because there wasn't there many. There wasn't that many sneakers that had like a sheath.
Yeah, man.
At that time.
Yeah.
Like 97, 98
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, man. Crazy. Those are dope. Definitely dope though, man. But yeah, man. I mean, those are my number one slot. It's a tie with the Air Max 1 and 180s, and we see you rocking with the
Air Tech Challenge too.
Air Tech Challenge. So
that's what it is.
Yes, sir, man. But another shoe that I want to get into. And I don't know why I see a lot of people hate it, and I understand why people hate it, but personally, I like it, and I know it's quarantine, but I will be grabbing those next Saturday, is the Royal Toe Jordan 1s. I'm actually a fan of those.
Those are clean. I just think the backlash that when even, like, the really simplest of Jordan 1 colorways is that but people are just tired of Jordan 1s. I'm on the fence because, you know, if you remove the sneaker
mm-hmm.
away from the time period of Jordan mm-hmm. 1s coming out and the cookie mm-hmm. cutter formulas, that shoe is really fire.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But unfortunately is that Nike and Jordan is just putting out so many 1s, and it kind of sucks because if you let it breathe a little bit, they kind of... I mean, obviously, people know it's going to sell it regardless.
Yeah, definitely.
At the end of the day, it's going to sell it regardless, but letting them breathe, it's like, all right. There becomes a higher appreciation, I feel.
No, yeah, definitely. I heard people been calling them poor man frags, poor man game royals. I'm all like, damn, bro. I like that color scheme or that blocking because I mean, if you look at a shoe, all it is a bread toe with a different color.
It's solid.
Yeah, and it's solid. And that's another shoe that I felt like too that people tried to shit on it at first, though, but when they seen it, they was like, oh, damn, those are dope. Bread toe, that's an underrated shoe to me. I actually enjoy the bread toes. I like those a lot, though. But this Royal Toe for me, like, I like the color scheme and the blocking and just everything about the shoe, you know what I'm saying? And that just that blue in that front, though, like, it's dope to me.
I've said Very it before. Dope. You can take any... Within the color blocking, you can plug the color or the color blocking with any different color, array of colors, and it'll just look dope. Majority of the time, like it's not a hard formula to follow. You feel me?
Nah, definitely. So, but I mean, I've seen people have their iffies about it. I know they're gonna sell out though, but we know it's probably gonna linger a little bit more because people they not feeling it though. But I'm still gonna buy it because I like it. I like those, and then like we said later on this year, the Mocha Ones, aka the poor man Travis Scott's. I know I know everybody's seen those, so, but I like those too. And whenever those drop, I am gonna buy those because I am a fan of those. So, but back to these Royal Toes. I mean, either or, choose your weapon: all black laces, all blue laces, or shit, you go with white. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
yeah, like, yeah, I'd say either three of those work.
Yeah.
I am, yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah, so yeah, it don't even matter though. But yeah, man, that'll be a great pick of next week though. Royal Toe Ones, definitely.
Mm.
Yeah, good one. Good one, man. All right, man.
That's all I got for us today.
Yeah, man. No, but that wasn't bad though. I mean, like, you know, like we got to touch on everything, you know, even though we got all this quarantine stuff going on, you know,
all the shit going on,
like, definitely, man. So it's just all like, for me, I'm all like, you know, like, we gonna get through it, like I'm telling everybody, man, like, you know, so don't even worry, you know. But this is the end. And I just want to just say thank you to everybody that's been rocking with us. You know, like I said earlier, man, during this quarantine lockdown, checking our Instagram, on our Facebook, interacting with us on our stories, you know, watching our IG interviews, you know, and just with everything that's going on, man. So we just are like, we're taking it. So like, the content is still gonna come, man. We ain't going nowhere though. But I just want to just say thank you from the bottom of my heart for you guys just rocking out and just sticking with us, man, during all this. I mean, it's a tough time right now, you know. We're gonna get through this. Oh, but in the meantime, while we're getting through this, all I just say, you know, take care of your health, work out, and not only that though, laugh a little bit. No need to be serious all the time, you know. Laughter is good for the body and the soul anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's always good though. But I mean, to our new listeners, if you haven't, man, peep us out on SoundCloud, iTunes podcast app, Spotify, you know, Podbay, iHeartRadio, man. You know, we're all on them platforms, you know. Rate, subscribe, leave a comment, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, Lace Rhymes Podcast, man. Anything you got to say, Chris, man, before we get up out of here?
I do. We are Lace Rhymes Pod on IG, not yes, podcast.
Sir. Oh, podcast. Oop. Beep.
Second of all, everyone, please stay safe. Take any precautions you can to keep yourself clean. Wash your ass.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands, you nasties.
Yeah, man.
Keeping that same energy, especially after quarantine.
Yes.
I'm not trying to see nobody leave the bathroom without washing their hands if we out in public and shit. We ain't doing that no more. Please do not do that. Throw away your masks and gloves. Please, please, please. Yeah. And I think that's it.
All right, man. But this is your boy, RJ.
This is Chris Hella Goes.
Lace Rhymes. We out. Boop, boop.